Welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry. Listen, we're talking on these sessions with one of my favorite subjects, and that is the Holy Spirit and operating in the nine gifts of the Spirit.
平安，欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我是拉比柯兰卓。我们在这三期的系列教导中谈论的是，也是我最喜欢的主题之一，那就是圣灵和圣灵的九种属灵恩赐的运作。
So I'm going to kind of narrow down. I hope that you enjoyed the last session where we really just talked about the Holy Spirit, the difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.Those are some of the questions that you asked, and we did kind of an inventory of all the nine gifts of the Spirit.
希望上次课程的内容对你有所帮助。我会简单总结上一次课程的内容。我们上次实际上讨论了圣灵、圣灵的洗礼和被圣灵充满的区别。那些是你们问的问题。然后我们大致上过了一下九种属灵的恩赐。
But what I'm going to do in these next sessions is I want to kind of...unpack and break them down because you need to know how to kind of more maximize. I'm going to give you some real practical applications about operating in these different gifts.
但是我在接下来的课程中要做的是就是想要详细展开这九个属灵的恩赐，因为你需要知道如何最大化实现这九个属灵恩赐的效果。我将为您提供一些关于运作这些不同属灵恩赐的实际应用。
So today I want to talk to you about words of knowledge and words of wisdom and discernment. And if there was ever a time when we really needed words of knowledge and we needed words of wisdom and discernment, would be right now.
所以今天我想和你们谈谈知识的言语、智慧的言语和辨别诸灵的能力。如果要说什么时候我们需要了解知识的言语、智慧的言语和辨别诸灵的能力，那就是现在。
I can absolutely tell you that...my gosh, in the level of confusion that is out there in the world today, you definitely need to know how to operate in these gifts, and you need to be surrounded by people that operate in these gifts, and so that you can, contact them. And, They're really, really powerful.
我可以告诉你这一点，就是在面对当今世界的混乱程度，你绝对需要知道如何运用这些属灵的恩赐。你的周围也需要有发挥这些恩赐的人，那样你就可以和他们联系在一起，因为属灵恩赐的力量真的非常非常强大。
So today, that's what we're going to cover. So we're going to start with the first one today, and a question is, what is a word of knowledge, and can you explain it?So I'm going to go back into the definition, and you can download my notes. It's right there on the screen, but you can download it. But a word of knowledge is knowing something to be true that exceeds human intelligence.
这就是我们今天要介绍的内容。我们要从第一个问题开始，知识的言语是什么？所以我要回到定义，知识的言语是指一些超越人类智力的，被证明是真实的事物。
Okay, it's a word of knowledge. So I'll give you kind of a practical situation, but I won't, and I don't mean to be weird about it, but I don't want to say the person. Okay.
我来给你们讲述一个实际应用的场景。我会匿名来讲这个故事，希望不会让这个故事变得很奇怪。
So I had a prophetic dream, and in this prophetic dream, my wife and I are with this very, very important person, high profile.And this person travels with their security. And so, but in this dream, it's just Christy and I and this person, and there's no security. And we're just having very friendly discussion.
当时我做了一个有预言性的梦，在这个梦中，我和我的妻子和一个非常非常重要的人物在一起。这个人通常是带着保镖出行的，但在这个梦里，只有我的妻子克里斯蒂和我以及这个人，没有保镖。我们正在进行非常友好的讨论。
And this important person says, "You know what? I'm going to go and go get some things like."I go to like a quick trip and get like a Slurpee or something or a drink. And you guys just stay here. And we were at this individual's house. And he says, just stay here and make yourself at home. And I said to the person, I said, well, just let me go with you. You don't have to need to go. He goes, no. You stay with Christy. You guys just stay here. Make, you know, just be at home. I said, okay. I said, we'll do that. And so then this person gets with no security. This is somebody that travels with heavy security.
这位重要人物说，我要出去买一些东西，然后喝点饮料。我喜欢快速的出行，就是快去快回。因为我们当时住在这个人的房子里，他说你们就待在这里，就像在自己家里一样。我对那个人说，让我和你一起去吧，你不必一个人去。他说不，你留在你的妻子旁边，你们留在这里，就像在自己家里一样。我说好吧，那就这样吧。这个人就在没有保镖的情况下外出了，而他平常是在一个有严密安全保护下才外出的人。
And gets in the car and drives off. And then I had this foreboding feeling in the dream that he left and it's not going to come back. And I woke up, it kind of like the way it happens to me is I feel like I fall out of the bed maybe about 2 or 3 inches. And I go like this. And then for the next maybe 10 or 15 seconds, I'm like, was that really? Was I really there?
他上车后就开走了，我在梦里就有一种不祥的预感，他离开之后不会再回来了。我醒了，这有点像发生在我自己身上的情况，我感觉自己从床上掉下来，大概有2到3英尺，我就这样坠下去，然后在接下来的10到15秒钟里，我在想，我真的在这个梦里吗？
You know, it's like, that's when I know I'm having a prophetic dream. So that dream is good, butI called somebody associated with this man, and I said, listen, I had this dream about basically your boss, this, and I just want you to know to be aware of it. So they said, okay, that's great. And
就好像就在当时，我知道我正在做一个预言性的梦，这个是好的。然后我给与这个重要人物有关的下属打了电话，我说我做了一个关于你们老板的梦，发生了这样的事情，我就是想让你们知道并且意识到这个重要性。然后他们说好的，这很好啊。
And so I left it at that, and that was last week. And then yesterday, the Lord gave me the interpretation, which would be a word of knowledge about the dream, what it really meant.So, and this is a warning dream for this person's protection.
所以这件事情就这样了，那是发生在上周。然后昨天神给了我关于这个梦的解释，这就是关于这个梦的知识的言语。也就是说，神告诉了我这个梦到底意味着什么。那么这就是一个关于保护这个重要人物的警告的预言性的梦。
And so that's a word of knowledge. That's how important it is.And so, actually, before I came to the studio, I was driving here from the house to the studio. I actually called the person. They actually picked up the phone. They were having a meeting about the security and the safety of their boss.
这就是知识的言语，这就是它的重要性。所以实际上，在我来到这个录广播的工作室之前，我开车从家里到工作室，我实际上给那个人打了电话，他也接到了电话，他们正在开会讨论保镖与老板安全的问题。
And I called and I said, okay, remember that dream I talked to you about? This is what it is, and this is what you need to do. Very clear instruction of how to keep this person safe.That's a word of knowledge. I mean, that's about as pure as it works. And, but that was the Holy Spirit wanting, but you have to take action on it.
当时我也正好给他们打了一个电话，说了同一个主题。我说，请你们记住我和你们谈论的梦。事情是这样的，你们需要怎么做。那么这就是关于如何保证这个重要人物安全的非常明确的指示，这就是知识的言语。我的意思是，这本身是很纯粹的一件事情，但也确实是圣灵的警告，并且听到的人必须对此采取行动。
And one of the things I've learned, of course I've been doing this for a few years, is that it always, pretty much what happened on this call, I can't believe you called right now.And normally, you know, I'm trying to get my head ready for these podcasts and to do stuff. And, but, you know, it was like my head was like, no, I got to call him right now.
我已经这样做了很多年，我学到的其中一件事就是，也就是在这次和这个人的电话中发生的。这个人对我说，我简直不敢相信你在这个关键的时刻打进来电话。通常情况下，在我开车从家里前往工作室的时间，我会努力让自己的头脑为我接下来要录的播客做好预备。但是你知道，我的脑子当时就想着，我现在就必须给这个人打电话。
And he literally just came out of the meeting. He goes, I just came out of the meeting. I'm getting in my car and you call me. And he said, Rabbi, you always, and I don't talk to this guy all the time. He says, every time you call, it's like, he says, I always pick up because I know it's something. And I said, well, this one, I said, is pretty serious. And it was. And the thing is, it was confirmation to, you know what, they need to really take up the security for this individual.
那个人实际上真的是刚刚从会议中结束出来，他说我刚刚开完会正要上车，拉比你就打电话给我。他说拉比，每次你给我打电话我都会接，但实际上拉比也不怎么和这个人打电话。那个人说我知道一定是很严肃的事情。那么这件事情关键就在于他们需要确认如何做才能真正承担起对这个重要人物的安全责任。
Okay, so now the second one, so that was a word of knowledge, that knowing stuff, and a word of wisdom is a spiritual wisdom, I'm taking this from my notes, a supernatural spiritual wisdom that works within the parameters of truth presented in God's word.
第二个属灵的恩赐就是智慧的言语，它是一种超自然的属灵智慧，在神的话语中呈现的真理的范围内发挥作用。
So a more practical example of that would be, a word, oh gosh, just recently we had a word that a friend of mine gave to me, and it was talking aboutthat where a new thing is coming to pass. Do you not see it? Do you not know it? It's out of Isaiah, and I can't pull it up right now.
第二个属灵的恩赐，更实际的一个例子就是，就在最近，我的朋友告诉了我新事物即将发生相关的一件事和一个话语。你没有看到吗？你不知道吗？这是来自于以赛亚书的经文，我现在没有办法细说给你们听。
But the key was...is that this gentleman that is a consultant to House of David Kurt Landry Ministries was bringing this word, and what he was saying was that we have to see, know, and understand that there is a new thing that's happening, and that's absolutely what's happening. Things have come full circle, like I shared with you. So we're at a place where there's new things that are happening, and...
关键是这位先生，他也是大卫之家克兰卓事工的顾问，他带来了这个智慧的词语。他所说的是，我们必须要看到不，并理解正在发生的新事情。这也是正在发生的事情，就像我和你分享的那样，事情又回到本类，而我们也正处在一个正在发生新事的阶段。
And so the word of wisdom is, okay, I need to know what's happening.What's shifting? I need to know how to shift with it, and I need practical application.
所以智慧的言语是，我需要知道发生了什么变化，我需要知道如何改变它，我需要实际应用。
And so what happens is you may have the scripture, but then you need the wisdom of saying, okay, how do I apply this scripture, and how do I understand this scripture? Right now we're in a season of a great transfer of wealth.So why is the Lord transferring the wealth now? Because he is, according to Deuteronomy, he wants to establish his covenant with you.
所以发生的事情是，你可能知道圣经里的经文，但你同时也需要智慧来说，好吧，我该如何来应用这一段经文？我该如何理解这段经文？我们现在正处在财富转移的季节，那么为什么现在神要转移财富呢？因为神照着生命记，他要与你立约。
Why is that? Because it says in the end times there's a great falling away, and he says, will he even find faith when he returns? So one of the ways to maintain your faith is to protect your faith with tithes and offering, so that he can protect you and establish his covenant. So,
这是为什么呢？因为圣经中说，在末世有一个巨大的跌倒，神说当他回来时，遇得到有信德的吗？所以维持你信仰的方法之一，就是通过奉献来保护你的信心，这样神就可以与你建立盟约，保护你。
When he establishes his covenant, when it says that in Deuteronomy, it says he wants to establish his covenant with you, he's doing what he said in Malachi chapter 3, that if you bring tithes and offering, he'll open up the window of heaven, meaning you'll have wisdom, words of knowledge openly coming to you.
因此在生命记中提到这一点时，神说他想与你立下盟约，他正在做马拉基书第三章所说的，当你们将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，神会为你们敞开天上的窗户，这意味着你会有智慧知识的言语降落在你的面前。
Witty inventions, and he said that he'll bless your storehouse, that you'll have enough finances, food. He says he'll rebuke the devourer for your sake, so you'll have protection.And you'll have favor, he says, because you'll be a delightsome in the land and the nations, all the ethnos. You'll cross all the different schisms. You'll have favor with all the different tribes, colors, and the beautiful things God has created in all different people. You'll cross all those lines. All that's from tithes and offering.
神说他会祝福你的仓库，你会有丰盛的财富和丰富的食物。他说他会为了你的缘故斥责吞噬你的蝗虫。他说这样你就会得到保护，你就会得到神的帮助，你的地必成为喜乐之地。你会跨越所有不同的教派，你会在所有不同的部落、人种以及神创造的所有不同的人或事中得到帮助。你将跨越所有这些界限，所有这些都来自于你对神的奉献。
So the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge is applying. So, okay, I know that God's word is real. I know his instructions real, but I also have the wisdom to follow it literally. And if you follow it literally, then you'll get the literal manifestation from it.
因此智慧的言语和知识的言语正在应用，我知道神的话语是真实的，他的指示是真实的，但我也需要有智慧认真地遵守它。如果你认真地遵守它，那么你就会从中看到这些都会实现。
Okay. So the third question is on what is the gift of discernment. So I'm going to read that here. AndThe gift of discernment is the discerning of spirits, a unique ability to see beyond the natural realm into the supernatural realm, and it will help you to experience breakthroughs from bondage caused by oppressing spirits.
第三个问题是关于如何鉴别诸灵的恩赐。这个恩赐就是对属灵事物的鉴别，是一种超越自然领域进入超自然领域的独特能力，并能帮助你突破一切压抑的属灵上的束缚。
I think that's your last question. How do I practice these three gifts? Okay, that's the last question.
你的最后一个问题是，我该如何练习这三项恩赐呢？
You have to have the discerning of spirits. And one of the keys is, I'm going to try to bring this down to the real basic level. How do you feel when you interact with that person?
你必须要有辨别诸灵的能力。当你与一个人互动时，你的感觉是怎么样的呢？
Does it make you feel up or does it make you feel down? When you're interacting with that person, do you believe what they're saying? Or do you have more questions than you do anything else?When you interact with that person, place, or thing, is it giving you fear or is it giving you peace? All those things is what you're doing is you're discerning the information that's coming at you. Is this a scam or is it real?
它会让你感到正能量吗？还是会让你感到很丧？你相信他们说的话吗？或者你有更多的问题吗？它会让你感到惧怕吗？还是它会给你带来平静？所有这些都是你正在做的事情，你正在辨别向你袭来的信息，这是一个骗局还是真实存在的情况呢？
And as you know, most things that are too good to be true are usually a scam because there is no free lunch. So things like that. So the discerning of spirit. So now let's practically in the spirit realm, I could go way more into this. Spirits have body language. Spirits have facial expressions, you know, and you can, you know, you'll have to study that out. But when people aren't telling you the truth, there's different facial expressions and body language.
据你们所知，大多数好的难以置信的事情通常都会是骗局，因为天下没有免费的午餐，这就是辨别猪灵的能力。所以现在让我们实际上在属灵的领域进行讨论。灵它其实也会体现在肢体语言上和面部表情上，你需要好好的研究它。当人们没有告诉你真相的时候，就会有不同的面部表情和肢体语言。
And the discerning of spirit allows you to, and again, I've been doing this a lot of years, I can literally look at someone and see their body language, even from up on the platform looking out into the church, and I can see the body language, and I know what spirit that is that's oppressing them. And the only reason is, I've been doing it so long, is that these spirits are the same spirit. And so what they do is they contort people's body, not like a weird contort, but you can see, by the way, people, particularly when you're preaching, you'll preach something out there and you'll watch the manifestation come. And it's that spirit. It's the spirit of Jezebel. It's a Leviathan spirit, spirit of poverty, whatever, spirit of murder. I've seen that. I've seen where, you know, you have people getting really angry.
辨别猪灵的能力能够让你做到，比如我自己而言，我站在讲道的台上眺望教会的人，我能看到某个人的肢体语言以及压抑他们的灵。我已经经历这个很多年了。我这样做这么久的唯一原因就是这一些灵都是同一个灵，所以他们所做的就是扭曲人们的身体。这个不是说生理上去把他们身体变成很奇怪的形状，而是当我在讲道的时候，我站在那里会看到有一些东西显现，这就是灵。比如我会看到耶洗别的灵、利维坦的灵、贫穷的灵，甚至我见过谋杀的灵，就是人们会变得非常愤怒。
You know, and it's not the person. You have to separate the sin from the sinner, but in order to discern the spirit,it really helps you to be able to operate in practical life in a safe and prosperous way.
你需要知道，这并不是让你必须把罪人身上的罪和人分开，而辨别诸灵确实可以帮助你在实际生活中能够平安昌盛的运作。
So you asked about the three practical ways to build this up. Words of knowledge, the best way to...I think to develop words of knowledge is to read prophetic books and listen, get practicing listening to the way the Lord speaks. A book I would recommend is Come Away, My Beloved.
所以你们问了建立这三种能力的实用的方法。我认为发展知识的言语最好方法就是阅读有预言性的书本，练习聆听神说话的方式。我推荐的其中一本书叫做《走开，我的爱人》。
It's an old book, and it's a Frances Roberts. She's gone home to be with the Lord. But this is a book written in first person, and it will help you. And the way Frances writes.She has a couple other books, High Road to Surrender. But if you'll read those books, what happens is when you start listening, it will help because she operates in words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And so what happens is you can listen to her. She has scripture, but most of it's first person Holy Spirit speaking.
这是一本历史久远的书，它的作者叫做弗朗西斯·罗伯茨，他已经归天家了。这是一本以第一人称写的书，弗朗西斯写作的方式会对你十分有帮助。他还写过其他的书，比如《走在降服神的大道上》。如果你读了这些书，当你开始倾听时，就会有所帮助，因为它是以知识和智慧的言语来运作的。你可以听他的话语，他也用圣经的经文，但大部分是第一人称，用圣灵来说话。
And that those two books right there would really help you in your learning. And in the discerning of spirits is after you have a good experience with somebody, like go home at night and take 15, 20 minutes out and say, okay, what did that person's body language look like? What words did they choose to say? Why was this a positive experience? And
这些他写的书确实会对你的学习有所帮助。辨别朱灵就是在你与某人有良好的经历之后，你晚上回家花大概15到20分钟的时间，然后思考那个人的肢体语言是怎么样的，他们选择说什么话，为什么这一次是正面的经历。
And then do the same exact thing for, oh, this was a bad experience.What was the body language? What was the words? What was the response? And what happens is you start to self-train and you realize, okay, in this good experience, I saw this body language, I heard these words and I felt this way. And on this bad experience, I saw this body language and this words. And what happens is you'll start to program yourself to be able to have the gift of discernment.
然后对所有人做同样的事情，比如这是一次糟糕的经历，那么他的肢体语言是什么呢？那句话是什么？反应是怎么样的？会发生的事情是你开始进行自我训练，你会意识到在这次良好的经历中，我看到了这种肢体语言，听过了这些话，也有这样的感觉。那在那一次糟糕的经历中，我看到了那种肢体语言和那些话语，所发生的事情会使你开始对自己进行编程，就是程序化的处理，以获得辨别诸灵的恩赐。
Because all these gifts, these aren't something that, yes, you have the gift, but you need to develop it. And that's why you're on this broadcast with us in this session of Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.And so that you understand, so you're not perishing for lack of knowledge.
因为所有这些恩赐，你拥有它们，你也需要发展它们。这就是为什么你在这次的课程上与我们一起收听古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄，这样你就会明白，你不会因为缺乏知识而灭亡。
I'll say this from an old friend of mine that's gone to be with the Lord as well, Miles Monroe. Miles used to say, He'd say, the church, his biggest enemy is not the devil, not Satan. He said, the church's biggest enemy is ignorance. He said, and they would pause. He says, do you hear what I'm saying? He says, everyone blames everything on the devil and it's ignorance. And in this session he was in, very big church,
另外我的一位老朋友，这个人也已经回天家了，他就是迈尔斯·摩洛。他曾经说过，教会最大的敌人不是魔鬼，不是撒旦，他说教会最大的敌人是无知。他在这个时候就会停顿，问大家说，你们听到我在说什么吗？他说，每个人都将一切错误归咎于魔鬼，这就是无知。在这场聚会的时候，他是在一个非常大的教会里讲的。
And he's there and he says, just like you are overweight, you have health problems, and you blame the devil. It's not the devil, it's you. You're the way you eat and what you feed yourself in your diet. You're perishing for lack of knowledge. And he said, in the spirit, you can overcome the devil if you'll study and have that discernment. You have the discernment. And...
就像你有超重等健康问题，你就责怪魔鬼，其实是你自己的饮食方式习惯有问题，这样你会因为缺乏知识而灭亡。迈尔斯说，在灵里你可以战胜魔鬼，如果你学习并且有这种辨别力，你就会获得辨别诸灵的能力。
And that's my prayer for you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you release the gift of discernment. Just go ahead and extend your hands if you're watching.Say, Lord, I receive that gift of discernment. And Lord, that I would be able to not be one of those perishing for lack of knowledge. Just say, Lord, I'm tired of the enemy beating me up and beating me at every turn. Lord, I want to be more than a conqueror. I want to be an overcomer. And I need that gift of discernment. I need words of wisdom and words of knowledge in my life. And I receive those free gifts now in Yeshua's name.
这就是今天我想为你们祷告的。父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，请求你释放辨别诸灵的恩赐。在收听的观众们，请你们伸出你的双手，跟我一起祷告。主啊，我收到了辨别诸灵的恩赐。主啊，愿我不会成为那些因缺乏知识而灭亡的人。 只要大声说出来，我厌倦了敌人动不动就打我。神啊，我要成为不只是一个征服者，而且还是一个得胜者。我需要辨别诸灵的恩赐，我的生活中需要智慧的言语和知识的言语。我现在以神的名义收到这些白白得来的属灵的恩赐。神祝福你们平安。